her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count.
One thing that I think you've agreed with me on, Chewy, that, that I've said for a while when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, is I think the thing that's holding in the back the most isn't Brian Gutekunst, isn't Matt LaFleur. It's the lack of star players that they have. So I thought we would do a quick little fun exercise here.
Good.
Of who we think the stars of the Green Bay Packers are and who have the potential to be stars. All right?
Yeah.
Sound like something we can do, have a little fun with?
We can do that.
All right. So
is that two separate categories? One's that who are stars?
Yes.
And ones who have the potential to be?
Correct.
Stars.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Because I think the stars list is very small. I think the stars list is very short.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and start with that stars list. I think, for me, it's Josh Jacobs and it's Xavier McKinney. Would you want to add anybody else to that list of stars of the Green Bay Packers?
The only one that's on the cusp, I think, is Tucker Kraft. Probably can't don him yet.
I would agree. I would have him on the potential stars list. But just to finish off the stars, is there an offensive lineman that we're missing?
Because
the offensive line, he's going to be moving to center, but I think he is their best offensive lineman in a unit that we typically don't have to worry that much about. So if you want to put Elgton Jenkins on there, we can. I'll put Jenkins. Is he a star?
Hold on. Let me ask you this, Gabe. Are the stars pretty much all pros?
Like all pros, or like you have the potential to be that. Like if you're a legitimate like Pro Bowl starter, you know what I'm saying? Because like the list of all pros at wide receiver, like I think there are more star wide receivers in the NFL than there were guys that made the all pro list last year.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, but a guy that has that potential to reach that level. Because the same thing with quarterback. Only two guys, you know, there's one first team all pro quarterback and then a second team all pro quarterback.
How does it work for guards though? Are there two guards?
Two guards. Two guards.
There's two guards and then
two tackles.
One. Then no, he's not a star because he's not the best guard in the league.
Okay. So Jenkins is not a star.
You have to be the best in the league to be a star?
No, I'm not saying that. Like you just have to have that. You play at that type of level. Again, because I would argue Davante Adams wasn't first or second team All-Pro. Had the Packers signed Davante Adams, he is a star in this league. I think Elgton Jenkins belongs on that list.
Stars?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a handful of guards I'd take over him.
Sure, but there's a handful of guards. There's a handful of wide receivers you would take over Davante Adams. Like
really?
He's one of the top performers at his position, I believe.
Okay. I mean, did Jenkins make the Pro Bowl this year?
I have no idea.
Did.
I have no idea.
I don't think he.
I mean, Pro Bowls are so insignificant to me when it comes to offensive
hey,
line.
Hey, watch what you're saying there, mouthy.
Well, he said when it comes to offensive line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
there was the qualifier. Look, you jumped in early, so you didn't hear the qualifier.
The Blammer has a say in who ends up in the Pro Bowl. And people like the Blammer. They're not breaking down. They're voting for the guys on their teams.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think he's a star. He's a really, really good player.
But I would put, I guess he's, if the offensive line is as good as we say it is, and he's their best offensive lineman, like.
Yeah. I also think he's quickly going to be usurped by Zach Tom.
Yeah. I think that's the chance.
Played very well and said he played not as well as he thinks he's capable of. And a lot of it was due to injury.
Because he was coming off the torn pec. So
he's going to be paid like a star, I can tell you that much.
Zach Tom?
Yes.
Well, because you have to.
Yes.
If you want to keep him, especially as the way that offensive lineman market just exploded this offseason. But I guess the more interesting thing to me also then is that potential star list. Because Chewy, you threw Tucker Kraft on there. I will throw Jordan Love on that potential star list.
I will throw Zach Tom on that list.
Okay.
I don't see a receiver that's a potential star, especially after this last year.
Like, I think if you squint, just again because the numbers of how open he gets, I'm not ready to quite put him on the potential star list because there's a lot more growth. I'm not ready to give up on Dontavian Wicks, but I can't say he's a potential star. I'm not ready to give up on him.
No,
after
I'm not
2 years,
to get up on him, but he drops a lot of balls, Gabe.
Yeah, that's what I'm, and that he has to clean that up. And again, the person that he has been compared to by people inside the building is Davante Adams, who also had drop problems his second year.
Okay, fair enough.
Again, I'm not like, again, I would have to really squint to put him on the potential star list the way he played last year.
Okay, so that's what, 1, 2, 3 stars in potential stars,
well,
three as well?
The one we're missing, I would put Edgerrin Cooper on that list.
That's way too early, Gabe. Way too early.
What do you mean, way too early?
Way
You've got
too
a guy
early.
Who's in his third
we
year in Tucker Kraft.
Same thing about the other line. What's his name? The other line.
You were saying.
I was saying. Yeah.
You were saying. But,
and that's why I'm saying it's way too early.
But the problem here is Edgerrin Cooper actually has some accolades to back that up.
Yeah.
Like, he was defensive player of the week. He actually makes splash plays, making plays behind the line of scrimmage.
He would have been defensive rookie of the year had he played a full schedule, like a full slate of games.
Yep. But again, we're just saying potential. It's not like this guy's going to be a star.
No.
He's got the potential to be a star.
No, that's like saying Tucker Kraft the year before this last one was a potential star.
Which you did say. Which you did say.
Yep, I think we were saying.
No.
I was comparing him to George Kittle.
Prove it.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's where it falls apart, is because he knows we're not going to go back and actually grab the audio to prove him incorrect.
Is that it on defense?
Yeah, so that's the problem I'm having here, Chu, is I'm looking at the roster up and down, and is that enough to win a Super Bowl? Having three stars and four potential stars? Is that good enough? Is that good enough? Or do all four of those guys have to become stars?
No, because that then your offense would have to be dominant, scoring a lot of points, be able to win multiple shootouts. No, they need more defensive stars, right? I mean, I like the linebacker. I think the linebackers
are the linebackers
the strength of this team.
It's the best linebacking core of recent memory.
And if you go back to when Brady won the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, right, their D-line wasn't great.
No.
But their linebackers were studs.
But their interior was actually pretty good. Like, they didn't have the edge. But, like, guys like Vita Vea were really good. They had another good D-tackle. Like, they were really good up the middle.
Yes. Now, you look to San Francisco, too, because their linebackers, the year they lost to Kansas City, were studs, but they had a little help on the D-line.
They had Bosa.
I believe they had – didn't they have Chase Young and Bosa?
They had traded for Chase Young the year they went to the Super Bowl a couple
years
ago.
And they also had, like, two or three first-round picks at the interior who weren't very good but still were first-round capital.
I mean, just think of these linebackers. Well, the potential of these linebackers if they had a good D-line in front of them. That just makes them better.
Yeah.
You know?
Again, because everything, in football, that's what I think part of the draw is that everything ends up being connected.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of disconnect. It's like somebody is going, if the Packers are going to do some of the things we hope that they can do, someone's got to come out of nowhere and have a huge impact this year. Someone's got to come out of nowhere.
Defensively, you're saying?
Offensively and probably on both sides of the ball, if we're being honest, in order to kind of catapult them into the upper echelon of offenses that are feared.
This is how I'm looking at it, though, Gabe. I'm looking at it just the front four, specifically. Lucas Van Ness, Kenny Clark, and Rashawn Gary. Maybe not Van Ness because he's still on his rookie deal. But those two guys could be gone next year.
Yeah, if they don't play better.
Gone.
If they do not play better. And there was a really interesting article about how Rashawn Gary snaps. I think, was that over at Acme Packing Company?
I saw that.
I believe so.
Okay. I want to get where, his snaps, fell off. Because the Packers were just desperate to find anybody who could rush the passer. So they were just trying to,
we're just going to Cheesehead TV.
Oh, it was Cheesehead TV.
Yes.
Okay, I apologize. And yes, that was on Cheesehead TV.
They do want to be rotational at those positions. They do want fresh legs.
Yeah, because you want fresh legs. But,
your star plays more than everyone else, and they should. And he
he was just part of the rotation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This whole fresh leg things, I just don't understand it, okay? I don't understand it. Because when I played, I wasn't out of gas at the end of the year if we were running 65 offensive plays. If anything, I felt better at the 55th, 60th play than I did play 1, 2, 3.
I think the point
I
where...
I never got tired. I'm never like, hey, I need a blow.
No, I think the point we're getting at is you were effective after 40 snaps in a game.
Yeah.
If you're not effective with 40, you're probably likely to be more with 20. Like, that's what they're trying to do here is you gave them a reason to keep you on the field.
I didn't want to come off the field.
Correct.
But I didn't want to come off
the field. Well, yeah, but you were also good enough where they didn't want to take you off the field.
I'm sure Rashawn Gary doesn't want to be a rotational edge rusher, but when his defensive line coach and defensive coordinator are looking at it and go, but you haven't gotten home in
so that's
the first
an excuse.
Half.
They're just dropping that as an excuse is what you're saying.
No, we're just saying this is a fact that they rotated through. And like if Rashawn, like, because of the position that he plays, he's not going to play 100% of the snaps.
Yeah.
Like he's going to get subbed out every once in a while, but I mean, he should be playing 85% of the snaps,
you
and
know
he's
when
not.
Reggie's, you know when two of Reggie's sacks came in the Super Bowl? Any idea?
Fourth quarter.
The very end of the game. Did he look like, hey, he needs
well,
to
Well,
no,
because, again, there was no
enough.
Reason to take Reggie off of the field.
Yeah.
What we're saying is that Rashawn has not given them any reason to keep him on the field, and now they're just trying to throw spaghetti at the wall going, well, okay, maybe if you can just go, like maybe if you go hard for 40 plays instead of playing the full 65, maybe we can get something out of you. That's all they're trying. That's all they're trying to do is just try to come up with something to try to make somebody effective. Because
that's what worries me, though, about this team is having to reload that defensive line.
It's now, tough. It's really
reloading,
hard.
Reloading an offensive line, Gabe, you can do. You can do pretty quickly.
You've
right?
seen, I mean, there have been a lot of offensive linemen. The guy who comes on after us typically, Mark Tauscher. I mean, the dude played in the league for a decade. He was a seventh-round pick. Like I feel there's more stories of offensive linemen who are mid to late round picks. The Packers have had how many of them in their history? Mid to late round picks, and they end up having success. It's part of the reason why they draft multiple offensive linemen every year. That's not really the case on the defensive line.
No, Josh, didn't you say that most of the stud, the interior and outside D linemen are typically chosen in the first 15?
Yeah, they're usually typically not really making it past the top 10 picks even because defensive line and edge rusher is so dependent on athleticism and those guys who can combine both production in college and extreme athleticism, they just don't fall in the draft because they are rare sizes, rare combinations of size, speed, and production. I do want to give a shout out, though, to fourth round pick Mike Daniels, who feels like the last guy I can remember who came in as not a top two-round guy that made an impact pretty much instantly and then for, like, a good 6-7 years with the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
But there hasn't been a guy like him. Carl Brooks felt like, going into last season, a potential. He made some impact, and then I didn't see him much.
But, I mean, other than the block kick, I couldn't tell you anything bad.
He was effective at times. He just didn't play a lot, which would probably tell me he's not.
Green Bay's had a ton of them. Aaron Campman, what round was he? Fifth?
Something like that.
Sounds right. I don't know.
But clear. KGB, what was he?
I think he was a third.
Great pick.
And look, there are some people on top, like Trey Hendrickson led the league in sacks. He was a third round pick. Nick Benito was a second round pick in 2022 at top of the draft. Danielle Hunter has had a long career despite being, you know, a third round pick. Andrew Van Ginkle, who I don't think anybody expected much out of when he was initially drafted. He signed a free agent deal, and he exploded last year for the Minnesota Vikings, having double-digit sacks.
Typically, the only guys you find that are, that's the combination that you see in the top half of draft, those are usually small school guys.
Yes.
That end up for whatever reason. But, like, Mike Green from Marshall is going to be a top 20 pick, most likely. And, like, those guys just weren't that early of picks. He went to the Senior Bowl, balled out, impressed everyone, And now it's like for surefire first round pick territory.
Yeah. But like, I mean, the guys we're talking about in defensive player of the year conversations, Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
TJ Watt.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like these guys are high draft picks.
Well, Lucas Van Ness at 13. That's pretty high, Gabe.
Yeah.
Looking like a swing and a miss.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not looking great. Yeah. Not looking great for him right
what,
now.
What would I have to set his over-under on sacks in 2024 to get you to take the over? 2.5?
2.5.
Come on.
2.5. Well, if I set it at 3.5, you taking the over? Exactly.
Like, what do you set it for Rashawn Gary?
6.5?
I was going to say 7.5.
That's aggressive.
Sometimes he flirts, he's flirted with double digits.
Yeah. I mean, he's had multiple three-sack games. He disappears for a while after, but, you know, he has a three-sack game in the opener. You're going to feel good until he doesn't have another sack until week 10. He hasn't had a three-sack game in a while.
No, this upcoming season is about two positions, and that's it. Two positions.
What, wide receiver and defensive end?
Yep. That's it. That's it. They play like they did last year. They'll do exactly what they did this year.
I also want to dive into this because this is something that came up earlier this week. The Green Bay Packers, as we know, are hosting the draft next month. They are adding an interesting part of Wisconsin to the draft experience. I don't know if this is going to go as well as they think. We dive into that coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It is tournament time, and I had another winning night on Wanna Parlay. I took Purdue's Braden Smith over on points, and Houston covered 28.5. Wanna Parlay is the new daily fantasy app that I just found out about that has the largest payouts on parlays. I downloaded Wanna Parlay on my phone, and it's so much fun. You can compete against me and other Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listeners to see you can combine a few picks and build the best parlay. Today, I'm going to be looking at Colorado State -1.5, maybe a little Arizona to cover 14.5 against Akron. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app. Click around if you decide to upload money to play. Get into the action and use promo code JGC. That's code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. Put in $20. They'll give you 20 more. Download Wanna Parlay app. Use promo code JGC and let's play the world's richest parlay today. Code JGC. And on top of that, Wanna Parlay is giving away a trip to San Antonio to attend the Men's College Basketball National Championship on April 7th, 2025. It gives you round trip airfare for two to San Antonio, a 2-night stay at a hotel in San Antonio, and 2 tickets to the national championship game. So don't miss out on that special offer going on right now. You must be 18 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywagon say you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Me cry a little bit longer. I ain't gonna smile.
I think we all agree that a good dive bar is a part of the Wisconsin experience. And the Packers agree with that too. And with the draft coming up, Chew, the Packers have decided that they are doing a Packers Everywhere Draft House, which is a Wisconsin dive bar themed activation inside the draft footprint when it's up at Lambeau Field next month. And some of the things they're going to have in there, they're not going to be serving actual alcohol in there. I'm guessing that's kind of tough, and they'll have different areas where you can obviously do that.
How the hell do you call it a bar, then?
Well, because it's just an area you go to. But they're going to have pull tabs, shake of the day. I mean, these are staples in the Wisconsin dive bar experience. Where you lose me is fans can also enjoy a DJ, 360 photo booth, Packers alumni appearances, which, again, I get, and then Packers-themed prizing and more. Look,
nope.
I don't know if I've ever been to a dive bar that's had a DJ or a photo booth.
No.
You can't. The problem with a dive bar, I think you can have the idea of maybe you purchased a dive bar and you know it, But I, to me, like a dive bar just kind of, it evolves into that.
It's organic.
Yes. It just eventually becomes
You see many, many places now that try and achieve a dive bar aesthetic with all brand new things, and it just doesn't hit the right notes.
Doesn't hit.
I also think if you want
that seat's too nice. I can't be sitting there. This isn't a dive bar.
Why isn't the stuffing falling out of the back? Why is there not a solid sheen of dirt on the floor?
There has to be a waft of grits, too.
Yes. Yes.
That has just been caked into the walls from over 20 years ago when you could still smoke in the bar.
Our dive bar down here, right? It's walkable. You guys all seen pictures of it.
Yep.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, and it's got the great feature of the dollar bills on the wall down there, too. That is another great one.
They did away with smoking. Now, I'm not big on smoking, but when you come to a dive bar, there has to be a waft. This is the problem, okay? It changes the clientele. The clientele, after they got rid of smoking, has no respect for the people who created the dive bar. They sit in my seat. They're too loud. They play Iggy Azalea on the jukebox. What are we doing? And
funny
me and Angie are like, please, we tell the owner, please go back to smoking.
So in Florida, it's like the bar's choice if you can smoke or not?
Yeah. It kind of
also,
a little bit.
Yours kind of can get away with it, too, because aren't there, like, open or screened insides?
Like a smoking area?
Oh, it's a different place. Gotcha.
This is a different place. Because we have about probably more, like 10 of them down here we love. What they have to have, you have to have toothless people, right? People that
I'm missing
that
a tooth
are there every now. You got to have those. Yeah, jukebox is key, right?
Yes.
But also what the songs in the jukebox are key. You got to be Metallica. You got to be Motley Crue. You got to be Grateful Dead. You have to be Willie Nelson, right?
That's important.
David Allen Coe.
There you go. The tapper has to kind of stink and smell like stale beer. And
hasn't been cleaned in years.
There has to be like pretzel brands or chip brands you've never heard of in your entire life.
That little rack of chips.
Yeah,
yes.
A pizza oven's nice.
I think if they want to.
Oh, if you don't have frozen pizza available at your dive bar, you're not a dive bar.
I think if the Packers really want to hit a home run with this, they need to do like a central casting call, and they could probably just go to the different locations of dive bars around Green Bay. You have to have guys or ladies.
There is somebody in the corner.
Yeah.
That is their spot. They are a regular. They have a specific look.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. They have to be just at the bar the entire time. I think you could put a couple brewskis in front of somebody, and they'd happily do that and get paid for it.
Again, they had me early. You know, pull tabs, shake of the day. Like, oh, okay. DJ?
Yeah.
Like, if I hear that air horn, I'm not at a dive bar.
There also has to be ice in the urinal. Josh, right?
Preferably. I need a leak of some sorts around the urinals. It may not affect it, but just some water, some nascent water leaking down the walls and floors.
Yeah. What about condoms in the bathroom? That is big.
It's a nice touch.
It's a good touch.
It is a nice touch. I don't think that's required.
No.
But it's a nice touch.
I need the sink not to work properly. Like only the hot or cold works.
Yeah.
I think next year, since we should do a best Milwaukee dive bar bracket if we're going to do another one.
Oh.
That one, I think, could get
some
interesting.
Great ones, Gabe, up by you. I don't know what town it is. But I'll drive up there from the lake. It's straight up P. I don't even, it's got to be a town of like 75 people.
Okay.
But I could come up with, I couldn't do downtown Milwaukee, Joshy, but out and about, there's some solids.
We could do a Milwaukee area and then a larger area. Cause like, I mean the plywood bar infamously, I forget what city that's in, but the bathrooms are just plywood and you pee on the ground.
I've never seen that or heard of it.
I'll send you a link to the plywood bar. It is a true adventure.
This is a great idea. I think we need to make sure we keep this one in the pocket for next year.
Yeah.
Start trying to cultivate ideas in the different bars, and that way we're ready to go for March Madness next year.
And then the two winners, we go to each of them before.
Oh, the finalists?
Point. Yes.
Ooh.
Now that would be a good bracket.
Danielle texts in on the Carblues Talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Illegal video poker. Yes.
Yes.
You got to have some sort of casino game that's up on the wall, 100%. That is another thing that that goes into the dive bar. Yeah, faucets from the 30s. I think that's kind of what we were talking about.
Can't have the ticket, Gabe. You cannot have the ticket. The ticket means it's too bougie. NFL ticket or any.
Sure.
Yeah.
When you said the ticket, I'm like, a ticket to get in? Of course. Yeah,
No.
You get what's
ticket.
What's over the air, and that's it. You'll be happy.
800-990-3776 is the Carpless Talk and text line. Let's go to Randy in a dump truck. Randy, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Morning, guys. Hey, Mr. Tremura, are you thinking about Tom and Dye's on Highway P?
What's the name of the town? It's like P and I want to say P and 60. Yeah, I think
Right. Way out there. Familiar. Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's way up.
Tom and Dye's is, oh, it is. That's more by Hartford.
Yeah, it's west of Hartford, but what the best thing that they have is the screen door. Right?
Oh,
you just pull the screen
door. I think I know
door.
Where that is.
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh,
this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I remember that place.
The fact that you can recognize the bar by a screen door. Yes, that is a dive bar.
Am I right? Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about, but the fact that Randy does is perfect. It illustrates the point perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Also perfect for a dive bar to not really know the name. It's just the place we stop.
Yep.
Because we know it's there. We don't really know anything about it. Because
which is why we're going to need a year to cultivate a bracket.
Because the sign outside is just Schlitz. And you don't even...
Whatever the name of it that used to be on there is worn out.
Yes.
It has not been there
with,
for years.
Hold on. With someone living upstairs.
That is a nice touch.
Nice touch.
Yes.
If somebody's living upstairs, preferably the owner... Yes, that is a nice little touch. We've got to play some We Can Reach You. We do that. Coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. Yeah. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Let me tell you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know how much we love Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin right here on ESPN Milwaukee. And we talk a lot about the unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella. And when you talk to the people that work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. And that's what I love about Pella, is the people are passionate about what they do. And they're with you from start to finish after the sale. They're not just going to disappear on you, which means right now you can take advantage of their great deals going on. You can get windows as low as $22 per month, doors as low as $89 per month. In the process, talking with Mrs. back at home, we're looking at getting that new front door. Of course, we would only get it from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/31/2025. Get started today. PellaWI.com. Before we get to We Can Reach You, a lot of people have texted in. Rubicon. Are you looking? Is it the Roadhouse or is it the Rubicon?
Rubicon.
Okay.
Yes.
Rubicon Ranch? The Roadhouse in Rubicon?
Yes. Roadhouse.
Okay. A lot of people texting in saying, pretty sure he's talking about a place in Rubicon.
There's another one in Stone Bank, Gabe, that I love going to. It's called Koontz's. It's a country store.
Oh, General Store. Yeah, Craig in Sussex literally just texted about that. Dive bar with canned beer, Amish candy, and cannibal sandwiches on Fridays.
Yep. Delish. Love that place.
Let's go ahead and get to the Week in Reach You.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Reach You.
We've got five things that Chewy has said throughout the course of this week, and we quiz him to see how much he remembers about what he said. Chew, you get three right. You win, you get three wrong, you lose. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
Question
kinda
number...
Kind of feels like it's the pregnancy of war bonds.
What are the pregnancy of war bonds?
The bonds that you get for first communion or a birthday, right? Savings bonds.
Yeah. All right, there, he eventually got to it. Eventually got to it. Savings bonds, the correct answer. You're off to a hot start. You're 1-1. Question number two.
I want to compare booze.
You know? Compare boobs?
No, there's that. And no, booze.
Who did you want to compare booze between?
No idea.
B-O-O-S.
No idea.
That would be Rodgers and Favre returning as Vikings.
What does that have to do with booze?
Booze. B-O-O apostrophe S. Booing.
Boo.
Oh, I thought you meant with a Z on
it. Yeah, that's why I tried to spell it out for you.
I was like, what? I think, yeah. You guys want to compare booze?
I'm guessing.
I don't think anything will get the Favre level.
So here, that's the thing. Like, I don't think Rodgers, when he comes back, after he's retired, after he's done, he's not going to get the cheers that Favre got. He would not get the booze that Favre got if he returns to
More
Lambeau
empathy.
As a Viking.
That's fair.
Like, because, again, the emotion was real. People were tremendously hurt by what Brett
did. Gabe, that was a total setup question by Joshy. Total setup. We're sitting here talking about dive bars and what goes in there. We got booze on our mind, and he follows it with B-O-O-S.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Set you up.
Yeah, okay.
And you fell for it. Question three.
Don't ever tell me what to do.
What did
property.
What? Didn't even have to ask the question.
Yes.
Wait, somebody tried to tell you not to put up a fence?
No, told me what kind of fence they want. When the fence is already there, except I need to add 15 feet of it, and the fence is not very old. It's a lovely fence. You know?
His neighbor tore something down that was on their property that Chewy helped them replace. Once they tore it down, they decided, here's the specific type of fence we'd like to put on your property to close off this portion now.
You don't do that.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. You got to have some pretty big seeds to do to go in, right?
That's cojones.
Yeah, that is.
Question four.
He's dead to us.
Well, who's dead to us?
Ashton.
Pretty good default guess. If you had a second guess, who would you say?
He's dead to us. Can I get a little context or no?
Apparently not.
He's dead to us, right? That would be my only other guess.
Ben Brust.
Oh, how did I forget that?
Yeah.
Where are we at with that now?
With what?
Uncomfortableness?
Oh, the whole Joshy getting invited, uninvited, not actually invited to the wedding of Ben Brust.
They obviously see one another in the office. Is it uncomfortable? Is it strange? Is it under the bridge?
This might be. And again, Josh, you have spent a lot of time with Ben Brust, so maybe I'm speaking out of turn. And maybe it's number one on the power rankings. But I'm assuming it's not the first time Ben has done something uncomfortable with you.
Yeah, no, I've seen and talked to Ben since. I was up for two segments of KBN. It's no sweat off my back. No.
So you're not a grudge holder.
There is one thing that I know extremely, extremely well. Probably akin to the way Gabe knows you. I know Ben. And I know where this comes from. I understand how it happens. And it is not anything I wouldn't expect from him. So I've taken it as face value. There's no real maliciousness behind it. It is just an error in judgment and a guy who gets in over his head a lot.
It's just really the fact that he's dumb, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's 90%.
That's the way to put it, Okay.
All right, you've gotten two right, you've gotten two wrong. This week's game all comes down to question number five.
I'm out! I was fighting with you.
No, he really is out.
What did I do that caused you to throw your headset down and leave the show?
Ask Goody to marry you. You have a newfound love for Goody, and I don't know where. Yeah, you've been...
Well, no, I just...
You know what? Since the end of the season, Gabe, you've been incredibly inconsistent. I just
don't know what else Goody was supposed to do this offseason with a bad free agent class.
Josh?
I side with Gabe here.
Like, you can have your gripes against Goody. Again, I am disappointed he did not even reach out to Devontae Adams. That's disappointing to me. But that's really only the thing I can get truly upset about.
What he did was power rank.
The answer to the question is I power rank the Packers second in the NFC North.
Okay. Yeah.
Which made you upset. But then once I told you why, and then you asked some follow-up questions, it seemed like you were okay with.
Yeah, because if you said if Darnold was back there, then you'd pick Minnesota ahead of.
But I have no idea.
Let me ask you this, though. Yeah. I know we're up against it, but from a free agent standpoint, who did a better job this year, Minnesota or Green Bay?
Man, so who is the big Vikings?
Well, they had some defensive players, right, Josh?
They retained the corner, defensive line.
Byron Murphy,
two guys, I believe.
I thought they signed a D end or an interior D lineman.
Yeah, I think it's two D tackles they signed.
But again, like it's not like. Sure, they got some guys who might be a little above average. I'm not.
Wow, you're going back. You're going backwards.
No, I'm going just quarterback's the most important position in the sport, and they have no idea what they're doing at that position.
All right. You don't want to admit it? I'll get it out of you at some point in time. I'm not worried about it.
You know how to exercise that? You've figured it out in the past?
Mm-hmm.
One of the key components that we have talked about at dive bars is frozen pizza. Of course, you can always stock up at frozen pizza at your house with our friends at Palermo's Pizza. And right now, Bucks fans, great deal going on. Screamin' Sicilian, Michelob Ultra, they have teamed up to offer you a hot deal. Stop by your local Pick and Save or Metro Market store and save up to $6 on the purchase of one Screamin' Sicilian tavern-style pizza when you purchase one Michelob Ultra 30-pack. That's right. Get one Screamin' Sicilian tavern-style pizza, one Michelob Ultra 30-pack, save up to $6 at Pick and Save or Metro Market. The deal goes through April 1st, so make sure you take advantage of this deal. Watch some hoops, have some great pizza with our friends at Palermo's and Screamin' Sicilian, and taste what all the screaming's about.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But she doesn't know. Every now and then, I got the blammer coming up and like, I'll let you use my tractor for two of the blue things. Which I think's a pretty good deal. Right. Which gets me in trouble. Right.
You got a Viagra ring?
On 94.5 ESPN.